Now we have the editor's column. Grandfathers are just antique little boys. I am about to cross my last Rubicon. By the time you read this, I will be, or about to be, a grandfather for the first time. So December for our household will be more than just about one baby, that Christ child born in Jerusalem all those many years ago. I have stood a number of times on the Mount of Olives, looked out and marvelled at how small and domestic the Christmas and Easter stories are. To my right is the Garden of Gethsemane. In front of me, the Via Dolorosa and Golgotha. To my left, 5 miles away, Bethlehem. And over 60 miles to the right, beyond Gethsemane, lies Nazareth. I wonder at the journey that poor family had to make just because the Romans wanted to count heads in a census, and I remember the disaster that befell them in a world without Expedia or TripAdvisor, of finding nowhere to lay their weary bodies after such a long and tiring walk. And yet they found hospitality and comfort and received gifts of gold, frankincense and myrrh. I've always wondered about those gifts. Why them, and what were they expected to do with gold? Travelling around the Yemen some years ago as a companion to a friend who'd been commissioned to write a book on spice, we researched those gifts that are found in abundance in that country, which is now so dreadfully ravaged by war. We discovered that to this day all three spices... And there is an academic view that gold was at the time the name of a spice, given to and used by Yemeni mothers as restoratives immediately after childbirth. And I understood. Even though these spices have many other uses, for me, those wise men, the Magi, were giving the new mother gifts to heal and restore her. They were thoughtful and loving presents. They were, if you like, medicat from the south. I hope all BB's readers receive presents given with equal thought and love this Christmas, and I also trust that many of you will rally round as we compete with Regent Street and turn on our festive lights on the 5th. As we head into the new year, the village will once again flourish. Its two pubs will reopen, a coffee shop is on the horizon, and who knows what other delights await Benson in 2020. So happy Christmas and New Year to all, and thank you for sparing your time to read and nurture the bulletin in 2019.